जय राधा मदन जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రోతర్ శ్రీమత భైచరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రోతర్ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకుర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవృంద కీ జయ. నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకుర్ కీ జయ. ప్రేమ సిఖో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినా శ్యామ కుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ. బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ వృందావన ధామ కీ జయ. నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర ధామ కీ జయ. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ కీ జయ. గంగామాయి కీ జయ. జమునామాయి కీ జయ. భక్తిదేవి కీ జయ. శ్రీమతి తులసి మహారాణి కీ జయ. సాంవేద గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ. పై గౌర ప్రేమానందీ. ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ 26. పురుష స్వభావ విహితాన్ యథావర్ణం యథాశ్రమం వైరాగ్య రాగోపాదిభ్యాం ఆమ్నాతో భయలక్షణాన్. పురుష స్వభావ విహితాన్ యథావర్ణం యథాశ్రమం వైరాగ్య రాగోపాదిభ్యాం ఆమ్నాతో భయలక్షణాన్. పురుష స్వభావ విహితాన్ యథావర్ణం యథాశ్రమం వైరాగ్య రాగోపాదిభ్యాం ఆమ్నాతో భయలక్షణాన్. పురుష ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ స్వభావ బై హిజ్ ఓన్ అక్వైర్డ్ క్వాలిటీస్ విహితాన్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యథా అకార్డింగ్ టు వర్ణం క్లాసిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ కాస్ట్స్ యథా అకార్డింగ్ టు ఆశ్రమం ఆర్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ వైరాగ్య డిటాచ్మెంట్ రాగ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఉపాధిభ్యాం అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ డెసిగ్నేషన్స్ ఆమ్నాత సిస్టమాటికలీ ఉభయ బోత్ లక్షణాన్ సిమ్టమ్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ At Maharaj Yudhishthira's inquiry, Bhishma Dev first defined all the classification of castes and orders of life in terms of the individual qualifications. Then he systematically, in twofold divisions, described counteraction by detachment and interaction by attachment. Purport. So we'll be reading the second part of the purport from the Vaishya's community. It is described by Prabhupada. The Vaishyas, the members of the mercantile communities, are specially advised to protect the cows. Cow protection means increasing the milk productions, namely curd and butter. Agriculture and distribution of the foodstuff are the primary duties of the mercantile community, backed by education in Vedic knowledge and trained to give in charity. As the Kshatriyas were given charge of the protection of the citizens, Vaishyas were given charge of the protection of animals. Animals are never to be killed. Killing of animals is a symptom of barbarian society. For a human being, agricultural produce, fruits and milk are sufficient and compatible foodstuffs. The human society should give more attention to animal protection. The productive energy of the laborers is misused when he is occupied by the industrial enterprises. Industry of various types cannot produce the essential needs of man, namely rice, wheat, grains, milk, fruits and vegetables. The production of machines and machine tools increases the artificial living fashion of a class of vested interests and keeps thousands of men in starvation and unrest. This should not be the standard of civilization. The Shudra class is less intelligent and should have no independence. They are meant for rendering sincere service to the three higher sections of the society. Shudra class can attain all comforts of life simply by rendering service to the higher classes. It is specially enjoined that a Shudra should never bank money. As soon as Shudras accumulate wealth, it will be misused for sinful activities in wine, women and gambling. Wine, women and gambling indicate that the population is degraded to less than Shudra quality. The higher castes should always look after the maintenance of the Shudras, and they should provide them with old and used garments. A Shudra should not leave his master when the master is old and invalid. And the master should keep the servants satisfied in all respects. The Shudras must first of all be satisfied by sumptuous food and clothing before any sacrifice is performed. In this age, so many functions are held by spending millions, but the poor laborer is not sumptuously fed or given charity, clothing, etc. The laborers are thus dissatisfied and so they make agitation. The Varnas are, so to speak, classifications of different occupations, and ashram dharma is gradual progress on the path of self-realization. Both are interrelated and one is dependent on the other. The main purpose of ashram dharma is to awaken knowledge and detachment. The Brahmachari ashram is the training ground for the prospective candidates. In this ashrama, it is instructed that this material world is not actually the home of the living being. The conditioned souls under the material bondage are prisoners of matter, and therefore self-realization is the ultimate aim of life. The whole system of ashram dharma is a means to detachment. One who fails to assimilate this spirit of detachment is allowed to enter into family life with the same spirit of detachment. Therefore, one who attains detachment may at once adopt the fourth order, namely renounced, and thus live on charity only, not to accumulate wealth, but just to keep body and soul together for ultimate realization. Household life is for one who is attached, and the vanprastha and sannyas orders of life are for those who are detached from material life. Brahmachari ashram is specially meant for training both the attached and detached. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Danati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ టు ఆర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam going on where Bhishma Dev is about to depart. And before that, Krishna wants to demonstrate the glory of his devotee. So in the 25th verse, Suda Goswami said that as Bhishma Pitama, he is focusing his mind on Krishna, he is so very grateful for whatever Krishna has done for him. So, suddenly Yudhishthira Maharaj, he asks some of the religious principles. So, Suda Goswami says, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he asked him the essential principles of various religious duties. Actually, this is the purpose of Lord bringing Yudhishthira to Bhishma, so that Yudhishthira can hear all the wonderful instructions from Bhishma Dev. So somebody may ask, why Yudhishthira Maharaj is disturbing the focus of Bhishma? Bhishma is absorbing himself in the Lord. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, please tell me something about all this dharma, dana dharman. Next verse describes in great detail, dana dharman, raja dharman, all that. So Prabhupada very nicely clarifies that Krishna inspired Yudhishthira Maharaj to ask Bhishma Dev in the presence of all the sages so that the glory of Bhishma Dev can be revealed to the entire world. That is the purpose of the Lord to appear in this world. So one of the verses describes the qualities of the Lord. Snigdha pravirad ghanashyamam sarva saundarya sangraham charu ayata chaturbahu sujataru chirananam. Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. Krishna is the abode of all the wonderful qualities. Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. Beautiful qualities are there in Krishna. And Kaviraj Goswami also describes that Krishna, his character is the quintessence of all the loveliness. Saita Madhurya Sar Anya Siddhi Nahi Tar Tiho Madhuryadi Gunakhani. He is a mine of all the wonderful qualities. But the most beautiful of all the qualities of the Lord is he likes to give credit to his devotees. Whatever he can do, he tells, okay, you do it. He likes to give credit. Nimitta matram bhava savya sachi. You take the glory, O Arjuna. That's what Krishna is telling to Arjuna. And that's why Krishna has brought Bhishma Dev, brought Yudhishthira Maharaj to Bhishma Dev, so that the glory of Bhishma Dev could be known. And it is so very wonderful that Bhishma Dev, he is lying on the bed of arrows for 58 days. Many speakers have described in great detail. But still, in such a situation, such a painful condition, he is giving such wonderful instructions. If we fall sick sometime with little cough, cold, fever, we don't feel like even talking. Chhod do, akela chhod do, I want to take rest. But the great souls, they are not like that. Even in that situation, Bhishma Devi is ready and eager to give instructions. He is not telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, why are you troubling me? I am trying to focus my mind on Krishna and you are asking all these technical questions which are not related to, you know, directly related to Krishna. So great souls, they have this immense compassion. Srila Prabhupada was also like that. Very courageous, very brave. You know, one time Srila Prabhupada was talking to his disciples in Kolkata. And he was telling that, you know, when I was in Gandhi's movement, I was fighting. I was a freedom fighter. And once we all climbed up this Victoria Memorial and we were shouting slogans. So one of the disciples said, Prabhupada, you are very brave. Prabhupada said, still I am very brave, you know. Coming to your country at the age of 70 is not easy, you know. To speak and discipline all the Americans and give them Krishna consciousness, it is a great act of bravery. So by this pastime, Lord is showing that the devotee is always in transcendental consciousness. Nautam shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamritam. Syat sambhramo antakale pi smaratam tat padambujam. Those devotees who are always engrossed in uttama shloka varta, always hearing the pastimes and the glories of Krishna, syat sambhramo na syat sambhramo antakalepi, even at the time of death, even in the midst of all the disturbing situations, they will never get confused and bewildered. Bhram nahi hoga, you know, they will not get confused and bewildered. Why? Smaratam tat padambujam, because they are always remembering Krishna. Krishna's lotus feet is always there in the hearts of the devotees. That's why devotees never confused. And Bhagavatam is full of such examples and instances where devotees, they are showing such amazing clarity and such wonderful responses in midst of all the difficult situations. And we can see in the life of Prabhupada, many devotees have described in detail that how he was translating even till the last days. You know. And whenever Prabhupada would speak, sometimes he would get some challenging questions, but he would give such wonderful answers. One of the devotees, she was recalling, Kamalini Mataji, she was telling that one time Prabhupada was challenged by a reporter. He said, since you are a guru and you know everything, how many windows are there in the Empire State Building? So Prabhupada said, how much water is in Miraj? No. So Prabhupada was very expert in dealing with such questions and such wonderful responses. One time in Portland, Prabhupada was giving a conference and one lady was with a child and child was crying. So Prabhupada said, can you please take the child out? So lady said, Swamiji, is the child disturbing you? Prabhupada said, no, he is not disturbing me. He is disturbing you and everyone else, you know. So that's how Prabhupada was very, very amazing in giving responses according to time, place and circumstance, not getting disturbed. So in the 10th canto, Shukdeva Goswami, he glorifies Parikshit Maharaj. In the beginning, first chapter, 15th verse, he describes that, Parikshit Maharaj, your intelligence is so very fixed in Krishna, that's why you never get confused. Samyak vyavasita buddhi tavarajarshi sattama. Vasudeva kathayam te tajjata naishthikiratihi. Samyak vyavasita buddhi. Your buddhi, your intelligence is always stable. Tava rajarshi sattama. Oh, best of the rajarshis. Because you have natural attraction for the pastimes of Krishna. Vasudeva kathayam te jata naishthikirati. Your mind is and intelligence is fixed in Krishna, therefore your intelligence never gets confused and bewildered. So that is the secret of having a fixed intelligence, not getting disturbed. If the mind is and intelligence is fixed in Krishna, then one will never get disturbed. That is the whole process of Krishna consciousness we are trying to follow. Soak our mind with Krishna in Krishna Katha. It's like a sponge. If it is soaked with water and it is pressed, water will come out. If it is soaked in nectar, nectar will come out. If it is soaked in poison, poison will come out. So therefore, a devotee's mind should be absorbed in Krishna. So when it is pressed in difficult situations, then whatever is inside comes out. Krishna bhakti siddhantagan yate prafulla padmavan तार मधु करी आस्वादन प्रेम रस कुमुदवने प्रफुल्लित रात्रि दिने ताते चराओ मनोभृंगगन. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami describes that the devotee, his mind should be absorbed in Krishna. Mind should be like bee, always seeking the nectar of Harikatha, wherever it is available. And the pastimes of Krishna, they are like the full-blown garden of lotus flowers. So many wonderful pastimes of Krishna and the devotees of Krishna are described in Bhagavatam. So we have to try to engage our mind and intelligence in these pastimes. Parijate anjasa labdhe sarango anyan na sevate todangri mulam asadya sakshat kim kim vrinimahi. Since so many millions of lifetimes we have tried to absorb our mind in so many different topics, but we have never become satisfied. Just like a honeybee can go to various flowers getting nectar, but once the honeybee gets parijata, which has unlimited nectar available, sarango anyan na sevate, the honeybee does not have to go anywhere else. So therefore, the more we absorb our mind in Krishna, all the disturbance of the world will not disturb us, will not trouble us. So for those people who come to Krishna consciousness, new devotees, they have two different identities. When they are with devotees, they are something else, and when they are with materialists, they are something else. In the beginning phase, they know the devotees initially come to know the devotional statements and the lingos, and when they come in association of devotees, are a devotee. One time one devotee was telling that they were traveling in train with some devotees, and at one station, some outsider, some person came and he started, shouting and fighting with devotees. So one of the devotees who was generally known as a very shant and very sober, he got up, he went out, and he started using all the previous dictionary, he had all the ornamented words. And other devotees were surprised. Ye to Prabhuji abhi shanti se baithe the. Kabhi to inko dekha nahi aisa. So then after some time that person went away and this devotee came back and said, Prabhuji, tension matlab ye mera pehle wala dictionary hai. Abhi main use nahi karta hu ye. So that is how new devotees are. Because inside something else is there. So whenever they are pressed, that comes out. But for pure devotees, they are inside and outside, they are same. Just like Bhishma Dev, when he is in such difficult situation, painful situation, whatever is inside is coming out. Free flow of devotional prayers are coming out. Intense, immense gratitude is coming out. So for pure devotees, they don't have to chant because it is an obligation. That is their natural tendency to chant. They are not doing sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bhidha. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam ridhi sadhyata. So a sadhaka performs sadhana bhakti because it is described in scriptures and he has received order from the superiors. But for pure devotee, it is not an order. It is natural for him. One devotee was giving an example. Just like Arjuna, when he was fighting on the battlefield, he was not concerned, mera chanting bacha hai, थोड़ा पेड़ के पीछे लगाओ, दो माला बचा है, करके आता हूँ. So devotees, pure devotees, they are always absorbed. Krishna is going on in his heart. He is chanting always Krishna's name. He is serving Krishna only. Satamayam sar bhritamni sargo yadartavani shuti cheta samapi prati shanam navyavadachutasyat striyavitanam ivasadhu varta. So devotees, they are sar bhritam. They are the seekers of essence with their mind, body, words and senses. They are always thinking of Krishna only. Artha vani shuti chetasa. Every moment, not that some moment they are Krishna conscious, other moment they are not Krishna conscious. Always. Just like materialists are attached to topics of sense gratification, devotees are attached to topics of Krishna. Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, he was recalling that when Prabhupada was in last days in 1977 in Vrindavan, so devotees were taking turn to take care of Prabhupada. And one night he had a high fever. And Yashomati Nandan Prabhu was there. So 2 o'clock in the morning, Prabhupada got up. He was not completely out of sleep. He was just in a dream state. But still he started speaking. And he said, these rascal scientists, they do not accept this. You go and tell them that we are not this body, we are soul. And the soul is transmigrating. So this devotee was surprised. Prabhupada is in high fever in the middle of the night. And he is preaching in the dream. So Prabhupada, he is made up of preaching. He is always thinking how to preach, how to spread Krishna consciousness. So, you know, for many of us, when we are asked to give class then and to preach, it requires lots of preparation. You know. But for pure devotees, it is natural. Because for them, it is there. It is inside them. Everything is inside them is made up of Krishna only. So whenever, you never see Prabhupada having notes in front of him. You know, he just sits and gives such wonderful philosophy. The introduction of Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada gave to no one, you know, he called people, but nobody came. So he's just speaking introduction and recording. And if you see, if you analyze the introduction, every paragraph, Prabhupada is using Panchanga Nyaya. And he's making a statement. He's giving some examples to prove it. And then he's telling what other people are telling about this. And then he's refuting that and again establishing his principle. He's doing it naturally in every paragraph. So that is a pure devotee. For him it is natural. And I think one time Gaurang was telling that Srila Prabhupada can be in the Guinness records for a person whose voice is recorded maximum. You know? Just imagine if you get up in the morning and somebody puts a mic in front of you. You know, whatever you are speaking is recorded. You will be in tension. Kya bolun, kya nahi bolun, you know. Because whatever we speak is not Krishna conscious always. If everything is recorded, then reality will come out. You know. But for Bhishma Dev, it is natural. And it is immense compassion which he is showing to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is not thinking because of him I have to go through all this trouble. I am lying down on the bed of arrows. No. He is so very peaceful and grateful. Parikshit Maharaj, he is also in the same mindset. You know. After Shukdev Goswami, he recited Bhagavatam and he left. Uttara came and she wanted to hear the essence of whatever Shukdev Goswami said. So Parikshit Maharaj knew that I have only few minutes or some time left. But still, he is in such crystal clear intelligence and consciousness that he described the essence in the form of Laghu Bhagavatamrit. That is the glory of a devotee. So, when we absorb our mind in Krishna, we learn to give right responses in all the situations of life. So, one time, when devotee Prabhupada Das Prabhu, he was recalling how when he came to Krishna consciousness, he was a very young, new person and he didn't know much about the etiquettes of Krishna consciousness. So, once he entered Prabhupada's room and he started making some changes in Prabhupada's room. He started, you know, shifting the table and furniture and something. And nobody else was telling anything to this person because everybody was new person. So, Prabhupada, he himself had to handle this. Person, new devotee, new person. So he says that Prabhupada, he stood up, politely came up to me, and he extended his hand like handshake. He caught hold of the hand of this person. And he said, I am so glad that you have come. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, you are so nice. Very good of you. By the way, the door is right here. You go out, you know. So very gently, Prabhupada knew how to handle a person who is creating a trouble. He didn't chastise him. He didn't give any bad words. So he very nicely handled this person. And there are so many examples in the scriptures where devotees have shown immense compassion. Just like Bhishma is showing immense compassion by giving such wonderful instructions. We just read the story of Ashwatthama. How Draupadi, she was ready to forgive Ashwatthama because she was thinking of Kripi. धर्म्यम न्यायम स करुणम निर्व्यलीकम समम महत. सो मेनी आर्ग्यूमेंट्स एंड लॉजिक एंड रीजनिंग द्रौपदी इज गिविंग बिकॉज शी डजंट वॉन्ट कृपी टू सफर. That is how, and she means it. You know, it is not that she is just speaking as a formality, no. In the third canto, Vidurji, when he was thrown out of the palace, and Dhritarashtra was responsible for it. Dhritarashtra didn't say anything when Duryodhan, he was insulting Vidur. And he felt such pain, he was really disturbed. Swayam dhanurdwar inidhaya mayam. भ्रातु पुरमर मसुताड़ि तोपि सहितम अत्युल्बण कर्ण बाणैर गतव्यथो यद उरुमान यानः. स्वयं धनुर्द्वारि निधाय मायां भ्रातु पुरमर मसुताड़ि तोपि. He was really pained by the sharp words of Duryodhan. But he accepted it as the will of the Lord. And after the battle was over, he came back. Such compassion he had, he came back to give instructions to the same person who caused such pain to him. He was not thinking, child, let him be in this materialistic life, let him go to hell. No. He came and gave such wonderful instructions to Dhritarashtra, strong instructions. Aho mahiyasi janto jivitasha yatha bhavan. Bhimapavarjitam pindam madatte grihapalvat. You are living like a dog. Very strong instructions, but it was out of compassion. So whether a pure devotee speaks softly or strongly, it is for the welfare of people in general. When problem comes in life, different people react differently. Some people, they blame the creator, you know, why this is happening to me. Some people, they are more refined and they accept, okay, I have to tolerate this. Matra sparshastu kaunteya titikshasva. And some people, they go much ahead and they are grateful. So Vidura, he was grateful. Whatever has happened to me, it is by the mercy of the Lord and is for my good. So when we are grateful, that gratitude gives wonderful realizations in Krishna consciousness. And then we are able to help others with those realizations. Otherwise, it will all remain theory. If we are not grateful for the problems which are coming in our life, then it will all remain theory. Just like Bhishma Dev, he is so very grateful. Just few verses back, he is expressing his gratitude. Tathapi ekant bhakteshu pasya bhupa anukampitam yanmyasum styajata sakshat krishno darshanamagataha. So he's telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, just see, my Lord is so very great, so very wonderful. Pashya bhupanu kampitam, just see the glory and the mercy of the Lord. Anukampa, it is mercy. Bhishma knew that because of Krishna I am in this situation, I am lying down on the bed of arrows because Krishna did it. But still, tathapi ekanta bhakteshu, because the Krishna is so very merciful to his dear devotees, he has come to give me his darshan when I am about to leave my body. Yanme asums tyajata, life air, asums, life air. Krishna darshana magata. He has come to give mercy, to give his darshan. That is the mercy of the Lord. And that is how Bhishma Dev is so very grateful. And he is giving wonderful instructions. We see in the fifth canto, when Jad Bharat was criticized by Rahugana, such strongly, he didn't tell, okay, let you remain in the material life, I will not give you any instructions. No. He started giving wonderful instructions, not getting disturbed by the insulting words of Rahugana. Because he saw that, okay, this person is now repenting, he wants to hear something. So for pure devotees, they are made up of compassion for others. They don't think what others have done, wrong things they have done, but they are just concerned what they can do for others. Just like one time His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was speaking that if someone insults and speaks harshly, then we should neither return them in the same currency, nor we should keep the currency to use in future. You know, baad mein dekhunga isko, you know, I will store it in my baggage.
No. They don't, they have their own currency. Their currency is different. They are made up of compassion. They are made up of forgiveness for others. So that is the great devotee. That's why Bhishma Dev is ready to impart all his knowledge. It is not that he is giving some information and keeping aside something because nahi, pura nahi bata sakte inko. How can I tell everything to him? No, he is giving such wonderful instructions for days and days. It's like Narad Muni, it comes, you know, when he preached to Haryashwas and Shavalashwas and they became brahmacharis. 11,000 sons became brahmacharis. And then Narad Muni is daring to go to Daksha. Why? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that why Narad Muni is going to meet Daksha? He knew that Daksha will criticize and insult him, but still, such compassion. Because Narad Muni is thinking the entire dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, starting from Swayambhuva Manu, Priyavrat, Uttanapad, Dhruva, Prachin Barhi, Prachetas, everybody was delivered by me. This Daksha is remaining. I will help him also. And he's not caring, oh, he'll insult me, he'll chastise me. No. He says, now he's in mood of lamentation. This is the right time to give mercy to him. So that's why Daksha, he goes and instructs, Narad Muni goes and instructs Daksha. So therefore, a devotee mercifully uses every opportunity to bring people close to Krishna, even if they are offenders. And that's how Narad Muni is. In the pastime of Haridas Thakur, it is described when Ramchandra Khan, he sent a prostitute to seduce him and to bring him down. So this prostitute, she comes and starts showing all her beauty, exposing her body parts. And Haridas Thakur, he knows the intention, but still he's saying, Haridas kahe toma karimu angikar. I will accept you, but you know, I have my chanting remaining. Sankhya naam samapti yavat nahoe amar. My chanting is not getting over. You please sit on the door and you hear Harinam. You know, tavat tumi vashishun naam sankirtan. You sit on the door and hear naam sankirtan. In this way, that night passed. She went, again came next day. Again, Haridas Thakur said, oh, I am so very sorry I could not satisfy you yesterday. Today, for sure, I will complete my vow of chanting and I will do whatever you say. So, Haridas Thakur, he continued to chant and this prostitute, she continued to hear from a mouth of a pure devotee. Tulasi rata ke vaishya namaskar kari, dware vashi namashun bole hari hari. She also was, you know, chanting hari hari as a sarcasm. You know, hari hari, you know, chanting hari hari kar rahe, you know. She was taking darshan of Tulsi and sometimes she would chant. Again, third day came. Still, chanting was not over. So, after third day, the chanting of Haridas Thakur got over and then he told, okay, now I will satisfy you. But by this time, she was transformed. Kirtan karite aiche ratri shresh haila, Thakurer sane vaishyar man phirigela. You know, she was transformed. And then she fell down at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and said, she described everything. And Haridas Thakur, he told her, I knew that this is the work of Ramchandra Khan. I could have gone on the day one, but I stayed to deliver you. And therefore you stay here, worship Tulsi and chant the names of Krishna. Prasiddha Vaishnavi hoila parama mahanti, bada bada Vaishnavatar darshane teyanti. She became such a wonderful great devotee that great devotees would come to take her darshan. So that is the glory of a devotee, Haridas Thakur. He was not thinking, she has come to seduce me and bring me down from my position. I will not show mercy. So that's how devotees are so very compassionate. That was the same mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carrying. You know, one day Nimaya Pandit, he was absorbed in the mood of gopis and he started chanting, Gopi, Gopi. And the students they came and they heard, "Arey, he's chanting Gopi Gopi. Why is not chanting Krishna?" So they instructed Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, and Nimai Pandit, he became so angry, he took a stick and ran behind them to hit them. So they went running away and they started plotting against Nimai Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Supreme Lord. He understood everything. So he is telling to Nityananda Prabhu, "Korila pippali khand kafa nivarite, ulatiya aro kafa badila kanthete." "Arey, I made a preparation called pippali khand, some preparation which is used to reduce the mucus. But instead of decreasing, the mucus has increased." So what he is saying is, "I am trying to preach to the whole world the eternal glories of Braj Bhav, and these people, they are not taking advantage of it." And then he says, "Now these people, they are trying to hit me, beat me, because I am an ordinary Brahmana. I will take sannyas. Sannyasira," you know, he says, "Sannyasira sarvalok kore namaskar, sannyasi lokera kore na kore prahar." Everybody bows down to sannyasi, nobody beats him. "I will enter sannyas order." That is a mercy. That is the compassion of Mahaprabhu. The person who is trying to plot against him, he is ready to give up his mother, loving mother, affectionate wife. "Mayavadi karmanishta kutarkikagan nindaka pashandiyata paduya adham." So all these people, Mahaprabhu wanted to make everyone devotee. But these people, they were not becoming devotees. "Seha seha mahadaksha dhaiya palaiya ebanya eta samar chuite narila." So these people, they were trying to run away. Mahaprabhu has come to drown everyone in this ocean of love of God. But these are running away. So Mahaprabhu, he's thinking, "Taha dekhi Mahaprabhu korena chintan, jagat dubaile ami korimu yatan." "Arey, I have come to drown the entire world. And these people, they are running away. Keha keha mahadaksha dhaiya palaiya. I will devise a trick. Etabali mane kichu koriya vichar, sannyas ashrame prabhu korila angikar." So that is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He is not thinking these people are insulting me and plotting against me. I will enter sannyas ashram so that they get benefited. That is the compassion of the Lord. That is how Lord is made up of, devotees are made up of. They don't think, "Oh, this person is troubling me, giving me pain and problems." No. And that is the mood of Lord Krishna also. You know, Putana came to kill him, but he is giving the position of Dhatri. "Putana loka balagni rakshashi rudhirasana jigam sayapi haraye sanam dattvap sadgatim." So that is the mood of our parampara. That is the mood of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So that is how we have to understand that devotees and the Lord, they are always having the immense compassion to deliver fallen conditioned souls, not thinking, "Oh, this person is troubling me." Krishna is not thinking, "So many devotees, so many people are not even accepting my existence. So many atheists are there, Mayavadis are there." No, he keeps sending his devotees, he keeps sending scriptures, he comes himself, so that people can get benefited. Another aspect of this compassion is, we should know when to give instructions and when not to give instructions. You know, just like in these cases, devotees, they were ready to give all the instructions. But devotees are sensitive enough not to give instructions when it is not needed. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he came to know that, okay, this Sringi has cursed me. So Shamik Rishi, he sent his disciple Gaur Mukha to tell that, "Please inform king that you are about to depart in 7 days. Please prepare." So Parikshit Maharaj, he could have gone to Shamik Rishi and he could have asked forgiveness. But he didn't go because he was thinking that this message has been conveyed with such embarrassment. If I will go to Shamik Rishi and ask forgiveness, he will get embarrassed more. He is not thinking that, oh, I am about to die in 7 days. He is thinking, I should not cause trouble to Shamik Rishi more. That's why Chitraketu Maharaj, when he was cursed by Parvati, he asked forgiveness because Parvati was so very disturbed, but he accepted it. So that's how devotees are very, very careful and sensitive. Another story of Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Shivananda Sen was hit by Nityananda Prabhu. So Shrikanta Sen was disturbed a lot. And when he came in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is a custom that one should not have uttari, upper cloth, when he is going in front of the Lord. So Govinda, he is telling to Shrikanta Sen, Petangi gaye koret kari dandavat namaskar, Govinda kohe Shrikanta age petangi utar. First remove your upper cloth. So Mahaprabhu is super soul in everyone's heart. He understands the mood of and the pain which Shrikanta Sen is going through. So he is telling, please don't instruct him now. He is suffering lots of pain. Mahaprabhu kahe Shrikanta asiya che paiya mano dukh, bahut dukh hai. Please don't instruct him. So that is how our devotees and the Lord, they are so very careful when to instruct, when not to instruct. And this quality of compassion is ingrained in devotees and ingrained in Krishna. And this quality attracts Krishna's attention and Krishna's mercy. And that is what we can see here. Bhishma Dev is showing immense compassion. Such wonderful instructions for generations to come. All will get benefited by this, all these instructions. And he is not so much concerned that I am going through all this pain. He is concerned about how I can serve this devotee, serve Yudhishthira Maharaj. So this is what we can learn from this pastimes of Bhishma Dev. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya, Granthā Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jaya.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.